The Sudan Armed Forces acquired around October some modern drones, armed drones, likely from Iran by credible reporting from independent sources. And this has given them a real advantage in the battle for breaking the siege around the garrison of the location of the Engineers Corps division in Omdurman. Since then, this capability of modern drones have allowed the Sudan Armed Forces to increase their control in the three-partite capital and to increase the pressure on the RSF, which is really now on the defensive instead of being the one besieging government or Sudan Armed Forces garrisons. This SAF is also amassing forces to the north, south, east, of Al Jazeera state and Wad Madani, capital of that state, preparing for an all-out offensive to basically end the military dominance of RSF and of the Jazeera. And the RSF is maneuvering to try and scatter these forces as they begin their encircling movement of its troops. So that's a key development which tells us there will be a serious escalation in the fighting in Jazeera state following the escalation that took place in the capital and which is still continuing as we speak.
Yeah, I would like to address the prospects for peace. You've already said we might be looking at an all-out confrontation in Al Jazeera, Kordofan, and it's already happening in Khartoum. I would like to put this in light of what the new U.S. Special Envoy for Sudan said, Tom Perriello, who indicated that maybe in mid-April there will be a resumption of peace talks in Jeddah. Saudi Arabia, a platform that has already been tried and largely failed to achieve even a ceasefire that could be respected. But now at least we have a special envoy from the U.S. who focuses on Sudan. Well, how do you see the prospects for a ceasefire or peace negotiations?
Well, this time around, the Jeddah platform may succeed in achieving some success in persuading and getting the two parties to observe a serious ceasefire that could be monitored, that would allow also humanitarian supplies desperately needed by the victims of the conflict across Sudan to be able to move and to get to those who need these survival items. I'm saying this because in advance of this resumption of the talks, now declared for 18th of April, in fact, there was the platform of Manama. Manama talks should be seen as a step towards the revival that is now occurring of the Jeddah talks. And in Manama, we have seen the participation of regional powers that have great leverage and influence on the belligerence in Sudan. Egypt were there, United Arab Emirates were there, both succeeded in bringing their client to the table. We saw the participation in that platform of the third in command of the Sudan Armed Forces, Lieutenant General Kabashi. We also saw the participation of the second in command of the RSF, Lieutenant General Abdulrahim Dagalo. It is regrettable that the Sudan Armed Forces reversed position from agreements that were reached in Manama to commit to a ceasefire and also to a framework for a political settlement of the conflict. However, if the Sudan Armed Forces succeed in wrestling Jazeera away from the control of the RSF, having done so already for the capital, I believe the Sudan Armed Forces would be in a position that would allow it to negotiate more seriously for a ceasefire because they would have restored a measure of military balance between them and the RSF and they would come to the negotiation table from a position that is advantageous to them. However, I can't see this happening before the Sudan Armed Forces is scoring more of the type of military advances that they have succeeded to achieve in the capital.
On the other hand, someone would say a military victory, victory for SAF in Al Jazeera and Kordofan would embolden SAF to say, we don't want to negotiate. We can finish, we can fight this to the finish and end the RSF.
This is concerning because clearly there is no way to win this war militarily because the RSF has also formidable military capacity. It is in receipt of weapons constantly from United Arab Emirates, like credible reporting, and from other sources. Recently, for instance, RSF has displayed their position of modern, more advanced armed drones that are in par with what the army has been using over the last couple of months. And therefore, the war will only intensify, the longer it takes for it to settle. I would imagine that the SAF would be more realistic than the political forces pushing the SAF to continue fighting to the finish.